Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. All of us are here coughing and clearing our throats before the show. 1-800-259-9231. We will take your calls about anything, but first, we have a special guest to start things out here. And this is a very special guest. I mean, we don't normally have guests on this program. It's a show about open phones where we'll take calls about anything. But occasionally we have unique individuals on who I think are outstanding in a number of ways. And this is one particular individual who has been requested a lot in the last half a decade that we've been syndicated. A lot of people have wanted to hear us do an interview with this individual, and it's finally become possible. Alex Jones is with us. Alex, are you there?
That's quite an intro, guys. I'm a fan of the show, and I better do a good job here building me up like that.
And you sound really great. I want to let our listeners know why. It's not because you're sitting in the studio here with us. You're actually in your studios in Austin, Texas?
Sure. I'm sitting right here.
So let me just give you a little bit of history here, Alex. I appreciate the kind words about the show. You were an influence, I think, on me when I was growing up and getting into radio when I first fell in love with talk radio. Somehow, through the magic of the Internet, I found some of your videos, the original Police State videos from way back. And so I'm really familiar with your video product, but I'm not so much familiar with your radio show. I'm sure as you know, we're very busy. We don't have much time to do much beyond our shows.
Right. How do you sit around and listen to talk radio when you're doing one?
So I just wanted to say that I think that your videos had a formative effect as far as my current belief systems today. I think that you've been absolutely spot on in really kind of cataloging what the rise of the police state has been in the last couple of decades here, that you've been out putting out releases every other year or something like that.
Well, gentlemen, you've done a great job, and I tune into the show here on Genesis whenever I get a chance, and always find it very informative when you're dealing with just government trying to be our God and teach us that they make the grass grow, they make the sun shine, they make the fish swim in the streams. All worship government. What would we do without the things they do? Of course, they can't fix the leak, and BP can't fix the leak in the Gulf of Mexico, but I'm sure they have some taxes we can pay. There's a big sinkhole, of course.
I saw that story. That's pretty scary, huh?
But if we just pay, in Guatemala City, it looks like the earth has opened up to hell or something.
Took a whole three-story building down. Pretty amazing.
But if we just pay Al Gore some extra tax money, he will wave a magic wand of indulgences and we'll erase our eco-sins, because we've got to have climate stability. You can't have a temperature change. You can't have a storm. You can't have a hurricane. Anything that happens is unnatural and must be taxed.
And the sun has absolutely nothing to do with any of it.
Absolutely. The UN at Copenhagen, as you know, about 7 months ago in Europe, said they had a resolution saying the sun does not affect climate change. Yes.
Mm. Yeah. How could the sun possibly affect heat? It's not like it does that in the winter or the summer or anything like that.
So No. Sun has nothing to do with the temperature on this planet.
So let me pump you up a little bit more here, Alex, before we might get into some areas of disagreement, which I think are more interesting for radio purposes. But I wanted to say that I really appreciate some of the things you've done in the past. One of, I think, the most memorable moments from me remembering what it is that you've done on your video series was the time when you went into, I think it was a bank, and you refused to thumbprint identify. This was in the 90s, I think, because you looked a lot younger at that time.
Yeah, it was 1997. It was a DPS office. I've also done one in a bank where they make you thumbprint to get a driver's license. It was already part of the national ID card in 1997.
DPS, what is the DPS? Department of Public
State
Safety?
The State Police, yes, the Department of Public Safety.
Okay, that's it. And I like it even more now that I was misremembering. I thought it was a bank. Now it's a government agency.
It's a long time ago.
But you refused to do the thumbprint, and for me, I think that was probably one of my earliest exposures to civil disobedience and non-cooperation within my lifetime. I mean, obviously, we learn about people like Rosa Parks from the past, but as far as something that was happening while I was alive, it was a really, I think, influential moment for me. And I don't think I knew that at the time, because I didn't become a civil disobedience activist after that. You know, it was a decade
down the
road.
Well, I'm going to have to be when they try to put me through the naked body scanner, because now they admit they do record your naked body. They do laugh at you. They laugh at employees that have to go through it every day until one guy punched his superior in the nose, laughing at the size of his male genitals. And this is the humiliation. So I'm not going through it. The TSA told the Chicago Tribune it will be mandatory for all. It will be in all airports, including civil aviation, if they have their way. We must say no on the naked body scanners. This is a key situation we're facing. And I'm going to continue to fly, but I am not going to go through that machine so they can have their domination teach
it's
me.
It's so important. It's so important to set the example as well, because people listen to you. I mean, for whatever reason, even though we're just men with microphones, people think that because we have microphones, we know something more than they do and we're more important. So,
speak for yourself. I'm a super genius.
So you have to – I think setting the example is important. If you're telling people that you're against the body scanners, then it's important to act on your belief system.
Well, I think it's important for everybody to be consistent as best they can.
Right, right. Especially if people are watching and paying attention to you, and they could be influenced by your actions into doing something similar themselves. And I don't ever want to get anybody to have a tough time in their lives. I don't want them to have difficulty. But at the same time, I know that if things keep going the way they are, with the government constantly getting more intrusive and more oppressive and more expensive, that if people don't stand up and say no, say, I'm not going to go along with this anymore, then it will keep getting worse. So the worst thing that people can do for their futures is to just go along to get along. I think it's just so important.
Sure, because then it's more. It's about them setting the precedent. I saw several articles, one out of Arizona. I saw another one out of Texas. I saw another report out of Nevada, where at public schools, at pharmacies, at hospitals, at churches, they have unannounced police drills where they come in and say, I'm a robber, I'm going to kill you, get down on the floor. And this is serious trauma-based mind control to set the precedent that we're the government, we're going to come in here and do things like this to set the precedent. And at these drills at public schools, mainly elementary schools, because the children are the most easy to terrify, they tell them, we're here against public school. We're a local homeschooler group, and we're here to kill you. Or we're a pro-Second Amendment group, and we're here to kill you. And you actually read this in the Associated Press. They report on it like it's normal. But what that is trauma-based mind control, so that child their whole life will have this response of fear when they hear about homeschooling or guns. I mean, this is giant re-education camp type brainwashing going on all over the country right now, and the establishment knows exactly what they're doing. So if they can train you to give your blood at a warrantless checkpoint, or now let you know that, yeah, we take your baby's blood at birth,
but the worst part
years.
About it, I agree with all that, Alex. The worst part, though, is they've got people trained to go along to just pay taxes and to do the most basic of obedience. You see, it's the fact that people have been so obedient all along to all the absurdities one after another.
Yes.
Simply because, well, it's always been that
the
way.
Absurdities.
Well, we need the government for X, Y, and Z, and so, it's just one more regulation. Well, one more plus times 1,000 times, we've got so many regulations, so many rules. It's because people have gone along with the more mundane things like taxes, which is really just stealing. Sam, you wanted to.
No, you're absolutely right. It's by degree. They just slowly train us by increments to give in the things that seem small, and then pretty soon it's the elephant sitting in the room. Go ahead.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's really conditioning. I mean, we went to one of the local police days where they have the families come out and bring their kids, and they put them through the fingerprinting process and train them to be criminals, and this is what you do when you come to the police station. They had the drug dog out there attack one of the other police who had a big padded guard on his arm. And the
people
kids,
with pads on their arms are bad.
Well, the kids are all watching this, and
it's
they're
all
laughing.
Desensitization. Yeah.
Yeah, but you got to think, what are these kids going to do 10 years, 5 years down the road when the police are there with a big barking dog? They're going to remember back on that situation and think.
Alex, wow. I'm sorry to interrupt you, Sam, but Alex, can we hang on to you for, the whole hour if necessary?
Is sure. Okay, you bet. Great. That's what I've got regimented in here. I hope
okay,
you can,
fantastic.
Hope you
don't
put
mind,
up with me for an hour.
The phones and taking calls, questions, et cetera.
You think you can handle calls from the public, Alex?
Yeah, no, I like phone calls.
All right, more coming up here.
Just kidding you, man.
Hang on. And Alex, which of your multitude of websites would you prefer to promote tonight?
Oh, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, but I know.
Hang on. More with Alex Jones from Infowars.com here in moments, and we'll take your calls at 800-259-9231. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenFacts, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Are you prepared? Well, you need to be hardcore prepared. There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself with the latest survival gear available at TactileGear.com. All Tactile gear has been field tested by Canadian and U.S. forces, so you know it's tough. What kind of gear? 72-hour survival kits as low as $55. Holsters for $21. Ankle holsters as low as $40. Flashlights, knives, binoculars, sleeping bags, boots, weapons, accessories, and much more available only at Tactile. Gear.com. Order now and receive free shipping and a free gift on orders over $175. Need more? Receive free shipping, a free gift, and a 10% discount on orders over $250. Visit TactownGear.com right now for your preparedness needs. That's TACTownGear.com. TactownGear.com. Or call Tactown Gear at 418-844-9111. Again, that's 418-844-9111.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Hi, I'm Sarah Atkins, inventor of Better Than Rocks, the one-of-a-kind solution to planter drainage. A few years ago, I searched for a lightweight product to put in the bottom of my containers to help with drainage. I found there was nothing on the market, so I decided to develop something myself. The result is Better Than Rocks. It keeps soil in, lets excess water out, and helps oxygen reach the plant's roots by creating an air pocket in the bottom of the planter. This helps the plant absorb nutrients, which is necessary to grow healthy plants. Better Than Rocks is practically weightless, so your containers will be lighter. And it's made of 100% recycled plastic right here in North America. You can reuse it year after year, so it should never end up in a landfill.
I discovered Better Than Rocks last year, and I was happy to find my plants were much healthier, fuller, and the containers were easy to move around.
Ask for Better Than Rocks at your favorite garden center, or visit
BetterThanRocks.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free, and they include our archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, you can just click and download They are free. Enjoy, right there on the front page of the site, freetalklive.com.
Okay, on how many Tuesdays after a holiday weekend have you said, I'm going to change my life, I'm going to eat healthier foods, I'm going to exercise more, I'm going to get back on track? Well, here's Mike Buck from Hawaii to tell us how New Zealand's Nature Bee can help.
Hello there, Free Talk, and you're right. I don't care if you're taking the day off. You get back on track with Nature Bee, the best support your body could ask for. 100% natural plant pollen, so good, comes from clean, green New Zealand. Zero chemicals, pollutants, or toxins, pure as it can be. And what's more important, you get every single one of the 22 elements your body's made of from Nature Bee. The doctors tell you about good nutrition, healthier mind and body. Nature Bee is just what you need.
You know, it's like a super vitamin, multivitamin. But, you know, I've taken multivitamins many times, and you don't know how they're working. So how do you know Nature Bee's working, Mike?
Yeah, different strokes for different folks. That's why that money-back guarantee. You'll notice it. Better night's sleep, then little things. Better hair, skin, and nails, maybe digestion, maybe you're concentrating better at work. But here's the bottom line for everybody. Tons more energy.
You know, so many multivitamins you take, you don't feel any difference. I never felt any difference until I took Nature Bee, where I have noticed, an improvement in my digestion, and I sleep better. So how do people get it delivered right to their door, Mike?
Easy as can be, and there's a couple of ways. They're both easy. $99.95 gets you a 6-month supply plus delivery. We give you 3 more months for free, money back guarantee right to your door. You make the toll free call, 1-866-834-8355. That's 1-866-834-8355. Or online, NatureBee. That's NatureBee.com.
Okay, everyone, be just like me. Get healthy with Nature Bee. Don't forget their 100% money-back guarantee. Call the Bee line right now at 866-834-8355 or go online to naturebee.com.
All right, so our number here is 800-259-9231. We've got a special guest on the line with us here, Alex Jones from Infowars.com, a long-requested guest on this program. People have wanted to hear from you on Free Talk Live because a lot of the times, Alex, and I presume you're still with us, yes?
Mm-hmm. I'm right here.
A lot of the times, you know, when we first got syndicated, you mentioned Genesis earlier. For our radio listeners that don't know what that was, Genesis Communications Network is our radio syndicate. They're the company that takes our program, mixes a few elements together, puts it up on the satellite, and then radio stations can take it down from there. When we first started on GCN, you've been on for, I think, like a decade or something like that, at the very least, if not longer. And so there's a large audience that had been built up for your program, which airs daily. Is it noon to three?
It's 4 hours. It's 11 a.m. to
3 hours.
Yeah, it's 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central.
Okay. So you've got a tremendous audience. The website, Infowars.com, is one of the top sites on the Internet. I mean, if you go to Alexa, it's huge. And so, inevitably, we got a lot of people calling this show saying, hi, Alex, I like da-da-da, because, you know, they might have been listening to your refeeds, and we use the same phone number, and so people were, you know, at 7 o'clock at night Eastern time, they're calling Free Talk Live thinking they're talking to you. And, of course, even though the phone screeners are telling them, you're listening to Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark, and, you know, it didn't really seem to matter. They still thought that, you know, we were you, and then they were
surprised.
You know,
that's tortured even coast to coast AM. They say they get hundreds of calls a month wanting to talk to Alex Jones. Like, I'm in Los Angeles in their studios because I'm an occasional guest.
It's amazing. So tremendous level of interest and in popularity out there. But then they ended up being surprised when we weren't taking the same positions and that, you know, we weren't an echo chamber, essentially, for the Alex Jones show. And that kind of brings me to a discussion that I wanted to have, and it's kind of more a philosophical about, you know, where it is that that we want to go on Free Talk Live and where it is that you want to go as far as the direction for society, the world around us, that kind of thing.
Right. We didn't all get into this business to get rich, you know.
We all have, methods that we prefer. And I'm just wondering, I don't know how often you get into this on your program. As I said, I've only really seen your videos. Where is it that you want to see the world go or the society go? What sort of changes would you like to see made, and how would you like to get there?
Well, first off, let's be clear. Justice be done, may the heavens fall. It's number one my job to expose the corruption, the oppression, the just absolute tyranny of the federal government, the state governments, and the mega corporations that have grown up around it. Now, I specifically want the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence enforced. I want out of the United Nations, and I don't want any of our sovereignty suborned to foreign interest because the United States has had the best system, and I'm a constitutionalist. When something else better comes along, never seen it, then I might think about changing my allegiances. But I'm an anti-globalist.
Let me pause you there. You mentioned the Constitution, and I used to be one of those constitutional guys, so I feel like I can relate to some extent. I think I'm sitting here in a studio with at least two other constitutional
yep.
guys.
Right.
So I definitely understand where it is you're coming from. So I guess my first question in regards to that would be, well, how do you feel about secession if you're such a fan of the Constitution?
Well, specifically, you know, the Constitution has been expanded and changed. Of course, there was a debate in 1789. That's why we got the Bill of Rights. It was because a lot of people said this Constitution is suborning the liberties that we've just fought to secure. And so the Bill of Rights was grafted on. So I 100% you know, support the idea and the spirit of the Bill of Rights and of the Declaration of Independence. And I support things like Article 1, Section 9 in the U.S. Constitution that says if we have a president, he can't serve a foreign power or foreign company or corporation. He's got to follow his oath of office. Hence, we had Obama for a few months serving as the U.N. Security Council head. So we can debate and argue over the Constitution, or we could take like a New Hampshire, Article 10, right to revolt clause, and, you know, point out that the states do have a right to secede, and they do have a right when a government becomes destructive of the aims of the Declaration of Independence, and they have a duty to change it. So I do support secession if that is what people in the state vote for.
Okay, great. I like that. And it kind of brings me to my next point is that the whole concept of secession exists within the paradigm of the governmental system. And you mentioned the term states' rights, and that's one of those terms that I think deserves to be addressed, because I don't think that states, which are really just an idea, just a fantasy, if you will, that is.
It's Article 9. We are the states, the people.
Well, I don't believe that I am the state, because I certainly didn't sign that that agreement, and they don't want to have me involved in their organization. I can tell you that. But looking.
That's because you have to take that over, or.
I don't want to
produce a new system. Look, I understand the whole anarchy paradigm.
I'm not an anarchist.
My issue is that wherever we're going, we're on a spectrum of big government on one end, no government on the other.
Here.
I want to move towards no government. We're never getting there.
Let's talk about how we're going to get there coming up next. Hang on. More with Alex Jones in a moment. 800-259-9231. I'll definitely agree with less government, no doubt about that. So I'd like to talk about how to get there. 800-259-9231. On board with secession, like that. You can call in. Your questions for Alex Jones are welcome now. This is Free Talk Live.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow for the rest of your life.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff.
New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more.
All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain, except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions.
You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase.
Doobly will give you an instant 20%.
$25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world.
Sign up today at DoobleeShoppers.com.
Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleeShoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I Shoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian.
And Sam.
And Mark. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those, including our listening options. We've got live streams, broadband and dial-up versions, running 24-7 Free Talk Live. Plus, our listen lines are available as well, so you can just dial up from any phone that can call long distance and listen in. I think we had 5,000 minutes listened to last week alone, so not doing too shabby, I guess. And it's free to you, at least if you get the free long distance, which a lot of people on cell phones have, especially on nights and weekends. So enjoy that all over at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. As we're back with our special guest here, and I want to get to some phone calls in just a moment, but I want to make sure we touch on where it is. Well, we touched on where it is we want to go. We're with Alex Jones from Infowars.com. And I think, Alex, we certainly come to an agreement that less government, better. Less coercion in people's lives, that's better. While I'd love to see you come on board with the idea of voluntarism, that's for down the road somewhere. But for right now, how do you want to get to where you want to go? What do you see as the method?
Well, let me just be clear. I got cut off by the break there, and I was explaining that the real spectrum isn't left and right. It's total government on one end.
Yeah.
And no government on the other. And I said, I'm headed towards no government. We'll never get all the way there, because of the way human societies organize themselves. We can certainly get close, and that will make people more individualistic. It will make them more self-sufficient, more rugged. I think it was Victor Hugo, to paraphrase, that said, plenty makes men basically monsters, and adversity makes men. So we know this society is very, very decadent and falling apart. And now that government is beginning to consume itself and consume the society, but I mean, you ask, how do we get there? We've gone so far down the other road, as Ron Paul has said, we've just got to slow it down now and then try to stop it. We've got whole generations that are completely dependent on government, cradle to grave, and we have these giant corporate classes, not all corporations, of course, but certain key groups that have made their money and owe their positions of power to the government monopoly and oligopoly that those systems are able to give them. And so, again, I say we go back towards the Bill of Rights, Constitution, back
that's
what
true.
Made this country so great.
I agree with all that, but give me a little more of the nuts and bolts as to – because it's easy to say, well, we need to get back to the Constitution, et cetera, and if there's some – we could poke some holes in that, like, I don't want to go back to slavery, but I understand the sentiment.
Well, no, but
it
was actually the Bill of Rights and the idea.
Yeah.
I mean, slavery for all intents – hold on just a minute on slavery.
Yeah.
Slavery for all intents and purposes is still going on
in
areas of Africa, the Middle East.
I meant chattel slavery. It's actually going on today in that everybody really lives on big plantations and we have our masters and they –
Sure. Well, that's the entire New World Order system. But it was England and the United States, going back 230 years or so, that were really pushing – worldwide to start getting rid of slavery, and places like Brazil still had it until the 1890s. So the media has popularized that our country was all about slavery. The truth is only a few percentage points of the population owned slaves, and the 1860s, the Civil War, wasn't really about that. But, I mean, you're asking a big question.
And I agree with the sentiment.
All right, well,
let me tell you my
solution. I mean, here's one. I am for laying off 90% of the police right now, and I am for telling people they need to go out and buy firearms and learn how to use them and protect themselves, because I've seen Chicago, I've seen Los Angeles, I've seen New York, places that have some of the most draconian victim disarmament,
sure.
And they have the highest crime rate. And I know the more police we get, the more crime we have, and that these welfare states design it. And so people need to be taught that, look, the police aren't going to be able to protect you in 90% of the cases or more. You've
got
to protect yourself. And I want to see young women brought up to not be these domesticated creatures, but to be, carrying firearms and protecting themselves. So right there, I want 90% of the police turned out the pasture right now, so they're not out there collecting taxes. Let me tell you, when my car got stolen in Dallas, the police wouldn't come out. When my car got stolen in Austin, the police wouldn't come out.
Right. They have
because
no obligation
they're there to,
do it.
To write tickets. They're there
You're absolutely right.
to generate money. They're there to squeeze me and take blood from me at
right.
warrantless
it's
checkpoints.
It's a lot easier to go
I'll
after.
I'll take care of myself, okay?
It's a lot easier.
That's how you get rid of government. You get rid of 90% of the police.
Well, hold on now. That's where I want to get into a little bit more here. Now, Sam, you've been wanting to jump in, but what I'm hearing from you is, okay, well, in order to get rid of 90% of the police, that's a political solution. We've got to get involved in the state, take it over, and then, change it from the inside.
Yeah, and that's where I want to – you mentioned earlier about how dumbed down people are and how indifferent they are to allow the government into their lives. And I think – if we were, I agree with you with everything that you said. I want to reduce the role, the impact that government has on people's daily lives, and that is so important. What I think is also important is people's belief system and addressing that, because if we were to, say, eliminate 90% of the police today, society would tend to fall apart because of all these people who are dependent on government, who are dependent on the police.
Let them fend for themselves.
Well, I understand.
Listen,
that.
Listen, it's turned them into mindless zombie slaves. People will figure out real fast to go out and get a gun and learn how to use it. Look, the cops don't show up on average for 12 minutes to begin with. It's a lie. It's like giving somebody
right. they have no obligation.
It's like giving somebody a life raft in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean with holes in it instead of giving them a real life raft. We're here on the deck of the sinking ship,
yeah.
And I'm saying, look, you want that life raft right there. It's called your own butt protecting yourself versus that one with holes in it that the big telescreens are telling you to grab a hold of.
I think it's more than just about firing the police. I think it's about a shift in mentality of shifting toward the idea of peace officers, people that keep the peace, rather than the revenue agents, rather than the drug warriors, rather
well,
than the
Well, I agree with
mindless,
you, and I agree with Sam, but let me just throw this in here because you're asking me important questions. Why am I saying, and I can stay longer if you want, I'm saying why do you get rid of 90%? Because if you look at the per capita versus the population ratio of about 100 years ago, we had less than 10% of the police we have now. So back when this country had 100 million people in it, we had far fewer police, even in big cities. And police responded to children being murdered and to people being killed because the people's juries and grand juries were commanding them to go and seek out who the people wanted to be brought in irons to then be judged by the people. And
exactly.
So I want to go back to what we had. We only need 10%. We don't need revenue generation. When we release the Kraken, when we release the police, they are going after child molesters and murderers and people that are engaged in armed robberies. They are not pulling over Sally Soccer Mom to suck some blood out of her. But if Sally Soccer Mom is drunk driving and runs somebody over, Sally Soccer Mom is going to pay with her butt in prison 50 years hard labor. So he's not going to go out there drunk.
Alex, when you get done with that, do you feel angry? Do you?
I go a lot further. I'll tell you how to dismantle the whole thing.
Well, just hold on. Let me stop down for just a moment. When you finish that very Alex Jones kind of esque rant, if you will, is your blood pressure running? Are you feeling angry? Are you?
You know
upset?
Why I do that? Because I'm tired and I'm in here and I'm sick of the New World Order. So I've got to rant just to operate.
Because, you know, Alex, I've done this this talk radio thing now for going on a decade, and there for a couple of years, it was beginning to eat at my soul. It was bad news all the time, no solution for how to get from here to smaller government. No,
I got a
no
solution
hope.
First, you got to get mad.
That's where
I was plenty mad.
I think that maybe it's true for some people, and I think that that you should move through the anger if you do get mad. And I want to come back. We can talk about that here in a moment. And if you want to hang out with us, that'd be great. We've got a lot of people that have called.
How long do you want me on?
I don't know. We want to play it by ear. That's cool.
It's not like we're going to run out of calls, Alex.
No, I mean, I'm saying I can stay 30 minutes to the next hour if you
want. Another 30.
All right, great.
And plus, Sam can then get to the rest of his questions. Look, I understand we need to be more loving and you know, more positive. I'm not.
That's not easy.
Who I am.
No, it's not easy at all. It's a constant challenge for me.
Well,
and
listen, I'm going to wake some people up. You're going to wake some people up.
Absolutely. Hold that thought, Alex. More in a moment here at 800-259-9231. We're here with Alex Jones from InfoWars.com, and this is Free Talk Live.
Hey, America, how do you use WebEx?
We use WebEx for our fantasy baseball draft.
I use WebEx to record meetings, so anyone who misses it can see it, hear it, and get up to speed quickly.
My son came home from school sick yesterday. Thanks to WebEx, I didn't miss the client meeting. I saw everything right on my cell phone.
Got an idea? Start a WebEx. Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others, cross town or cross country. Share presentations. Conduct training sessions. You can even pass the ball and let others take control. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code FREETRIAL to get a free trial and a free VoIP headset. Remember that code, FREETRIAL. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details. Go to WebEx.com and click the radio graphic and enter promo code Free trial.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcast?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from KeroStove. KeroStove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KeroStove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KeroStove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KeroStove.com. KeroStove for family emergency solutions.
With so many choices on silver products, it's important to find only the most safe and effective brand for you and your family. Silver 100 is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD's choice for the most advanced and powerful silver technology. light years ahead of all nanoparticle, colloidal, and all other silver formulas. As a stabilized 100% form of the only lethal to pathogen silver ions, delivered across the gut and tissues to the target pathogens. Clearance and elimination of all harmful viruses, bacteria, fungi, and most parasites. Protects from daily illness and chronic diseases and the big viral plagues and bioweapons. Get yours today, exclusively researched by Dr. Bill. And check out the facts on the Nutramedical Show, 2 to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time, Mondays to Fridays on GCN. Order at www.nutramedical.com or call toll-free 888-212-8871. There is no better place to get the best wellness technologies in America and worldwide.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. You can dial in toll-free, bring up whatever you want, though questions for our guests will be given priority. And our guest is Alex Jones from Infowars.com, someone who has never been on this radio program in the past, but has been in, I think, high demand over the last number of years. And we've been, having a pretty good conversation so far. I would say it's been relatively productive. And
I think we have had a good conversation.
And thank you for being here, and thank you for extending the amount of time that you're willing to stick with us. You're going to hang into the second
hour. Oh, I'm enjoying it. I don't want this to run out. I want you guys to ask me more tough questions.
Good. Well, we're going to turn it over to the listeners here in a little bit and see what they have to say. But I wanted to make sure we address the issue of you said you got to get mad first. And do you want to expound on that a little bit more?
Well, I mean, here's an example. My daughter had a birthday this weekend. And we're in the local homeschool, you know, community, so it's friends of my wife, and I don't know most of them, and some of them knew who I was, others didn't. And I'm sitting around with doctors and lawyers and accountants, and we're sitting around outside at a pool party at my parents' house, and they're talking about, yeah, my kids, you know, I put them in homeschool because my kids come home and write environment reports on me. And I said, let me guess. And they said, yeah, you're not allowed to take a hot bath. You're not allowed to have water when you brush your teeth. My kids cry when they see a housing complex being built because they're told bunny rabbits are being killed. So I took my daughter out. And another woman talked about what I talked about at the start of your show, how they came in, turned the lights off at a local school in Austin in a upper middle class area, and they had a man come in a ski mask and say, I'm going to kill you. And then her kid would come home and tell her, I'm not allowed to talk to you now, mommy. I have to talk to my teacher first. This is clearly Soviet, total body snatcher level, red alert, total insanity. And the people have incrementally had their backs broken to submit to all this.
Sure.
And I said to the woman, I said, why don't you come on? Because she even had the forms where they told them under an emergency, FEMA will take your child to a FEMA center. And I happen to have the Washington Post separately from what the school had. But this is the feds and FEMA, running the, local public schools where I live. And she chickened out this morning coming on, which is fine. But you know what? Call it mad, call it whatever you're going to call it, to get past that fear or whatever it is, and to stand up and say, listen, people, I'm not your slave. Do you understand? It's over. It stops here. The average person needs to realize the threat they're under and get past their fear.
I agree.
And you know what? If they do that through laughing, or if they do that through you know, being loving, or they do it because they love people. My whole issue is I have conservatively woken up probably 4 or 5 million people. That's very conservative here in the U.S. alone. And so certainly what I'm doing is effective with some people. There's no calculation to it. I cover what I think is interesting.
Sure, as you should.
I mean, I tell people what's on my sleeve. You know, my heart is on my sleeve. And that's the end of it. But I think there's all sorts of different flavors in the rainbow of liberty that are going to appeal to other people. I mean, it's kind of like you catch perch with a little hook and a worm. You catch bass with a topwater bait. You know, that's got a little spinner on the back. Or you catch sharks with, you know, big chunks of rotten horse meat.
You know,
so you know what? I'm going for sharks. I'm fishing with big rotten chunks of horse meat with maggots spilling out.
I think the fishing analogies are lost on us city boys, but I get where you're coming from. And it was very eloquent the way you put it.
So 1-800-259-9231, I agree with you. There are different flavors for different folks, and certain things are going to bring people in. I think it's the overall message that I want to just kind of touch on here, the overall message. And you aren't somebody who advocates violence, right? Like, I've never listened to your show. That's not something that you do.
I don't advocate offensive violence. I'm all for it in self-defense. It's part of our programming. It's good. It's why we've survived. It's why we're here. But
when it comes to the government, I mean clearly, I agree with you. If you're defending your family, then you've got to do what you've got to do. That makes sense. But against the government, every time it ends up, you're a kook. You're some lone nut job going off, killing the state. It gives the state the excuse they need to expand further.
Yeah, it lets them play the victim. No, I mean, I agree with Martin Luther King and Mahatma Gandhi.
Okay, good. I'm glad we're on the same page there.
You know, the best way to really change things when you're telling the truth is to not give in to the violence move,
right?
Because then the system gets to play the part of the victims.
Yeah. Absolutely, because if we remain peaceful and they enact their violence upon us and we've got our cameras rolling, which is it's far more dangerous to them than guns.
Well, that's why they're always getting caught staging terror attacks or provocateuring ne'er-do-wells or mentally ill people, you know, with IQs that are room temperature. That's why they're always doing that, because they have to create. That's why they do these takeover drills where they show up and blow up a car. I mean, north of Austin, I got word and drove up there, and they blew up a car in the middle of the town and announced terrorists had struck, and then the next day announced it was fake. Mm. Now, again, that was to create all this talk and
scary.
This subconscious perception.
Yep.
You know, that's what the advertising bubbles understand,
is
perception's reality.
They want
exactly.
They want them to be frightened, and they want them to look to the state as their protector. And as you pointed out, they have, as we mentioned before, they have no obligation to protect you. Let's go to the phone calls here. Lauren is in Ohio. She's been waiting patiently. Lauren, you're on Free Talk Live with Alex.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, Lauren, what's on your mind tonight?
I got a solution for you guys and just a quick summary of what in the world is going on here. Summary, first of all, with the secession, you guys touched on a lot of great subjects. And hi, Alex, I'm so glad to hear you. You guys are all on AM 770 and Nelson out of Nelsonville,
yes,
Ohio.
Go ahead with your thoughts, Lauren. We've got a lot of people waiting.
Okay. Real quick, secession is not necessary. You guys just got to learn what the Constitution says and then hold them to it and quit obeying them like domesticated dogs, which is what we're doing. First off, purpose of government, it's stated in the Declaration of Independence, it's to defend life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It's not anarchy to respect God's laws and understand that, you know, God makes laws, the law of gravity. Rules, codes, regulations, and statutes are made by men, and they change. Well, God didn't give man dominion over other man. If one guy has the right to control another man, well, then one's a lord and one's a slave.
I tend
to
agree with you,
solution.
Lauren, on your
first
statement
off,
that people need to stand up, and I thank you for your call tonight.
Well, can I just give you the solutions real quick?
Okay, real quick.
First off, stop obeying illegitimate authority, okay? The governments are servants, not bosses. The Constitution's the body of negative law to limit what they can do,
that's
not
right.
Tell us
Romans
what we can
13
do.
Was Hitler's favorite Bible verse.
Well, and they're not our boss. The next one, keep your children out of school. Where are they learning to obey legitimate authority, number one?
Yep.
And number two, half of many states' budgets are for education, and they're not teaching these kids they're illiterate. They
it's
can't even read
half.
And do math.
Here
and
it's
then
more
the third
than
thing,
half. It's crazy.
Keep your money in your pocket. You guys are right about the tax situation. Look what these criminals are doing with the money that you give them. So these are
all
things that we can get immediate results, one man, one family at a time, you know, fear the creator and come out of her, my people.
I don't know about that. Thank you for the call. I appreciate that. I don't know. The last part I don't necessarily agree with, but I don't want to get into theology. Sam.
And the problem with, you know, doing it one at a time separately is that the government knows how to handle that. They know how to attack a single person who's saying no, They come down with all their force, and they crush that person. They end up bankrupting them through litigation and court processes. And it's
so. What's your plan, Sam? Kind of like what you guys are doing with the Free State Project. I mean, have a big enough concentration of people that you know that believe the same thing, so the system can't come against you. Because that seems to make sense. And you know, I agree that the that there's many times I listen to what I've said and done, and wished that I'd have would have been more eloquent or I would have been more diplomatic. The problem is I'm just not that strong. You know, I've said to myself many times, I think I do too much radio 4 hours a day because, you know, what happens is that it's hard to really be eloquent and totally thought out 100% of the time.
Sure.
So I think also a lot of us get caught up in this unattainable prize that as activists, we've got to really get it just right before we take action. Look, guts is really all it takes, and taking
yes.
action.
I absolutely agree with that, and that's one of the things that as we've had this movement, you mentioned the Free State Project, and we can touch on that a little more in hour number two, but that's been one of the critiques of people like Sam and myself and some of the other more civilly disobedient, non-cooperation style activists, is that, well, you guys aren't picking the right issues, you haven't picked the right hills to die on, you need to wait, you need to make sure the time is right, you have to talk to people first, and you know, all this stuff, and it makes more sense to me to just go out there and make a stand for what's right, for what you believe in, and stand for freedom and speak out.
And you know why? Because that will inspire people.
Yes.
Yep. Seeing your leadership, seeing your courage.
It does. Boy, does it. When Sam was in jail for 58 days last year because he went and recorded video in a public court lobby and they put him in jail and they held him there, and it's a long story, but when Sam was in there...
No, we covered it. We talked about it all the time.
He got so much mail from people who used the mail-to-jail service to send him mail while he was in there, people you'd never met before who said things like, I'm coming there because of what you've done, Sam, that you've made a difference. And we've had other people that have been.
And that was a nonviolent way to really show how corrupt this government is, that somebody goes to a government building at public events to try to show the people what's happening, and some petty thug can throw him for a month and a half into some dungeon. That's not America.
We'll come back with more here. Alex, hang on. You're graciously sticking on board for another half an hour with us, and I appreciate that. So more with Alex Jones from Infowars.com. He's here with us. Our phones are open to you as well at 800-259-9231. We'll talk a little bit more about solutions because I think the Free State Project is the best one out there, hands down. It's Free Talk Live.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumethin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day. And it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumethinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumethinPlus.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.